Hi, my name is Zakyron, and welcome to my video podcast, Why Are You Here?, where I answer the proverbial ultimate question that clergy and religions and humanity have been trying to answer for millennia. So first I show you why you are not here, the reasons why you did not come to planet Earth, which is pretty much every single reason that most clergy, religions, and people believe to be true, and most of which is completely and totally wrong. You're not here to prove anything to God or other people, and you're not here to earn or learn your way into heaven, and you're not here to get saved or to become enlightened or transcend the physical realm, etc., etc. You're here simply for the fun of it. So enjoy my video podcast, Why Are You Here? Hi, my name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people achieve a success mindset, a positive mindset to propel your life to unlimited heights of success, to achieve the happiness, the prosperity, and the freedom you desire. If you enjoy this video, please share it with your friends. Come visit me at Zakyron.com for more amazing master keys of success to help you achieve success and freedom that you desire. Go get yourself a free copy of my Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction at top10secrets.info to help you easily create and attract whatever you want in your life. All right, so here we go. Why are you here? What is your purpose in life? Why do you exist? This is the proverbial, soul-defying, spiritual question of the ages that clergy and religions have been trying to solve for millennia. And most of what they have come up with is all completely wrong. So why are you here? Are you here to be a good little servant and worshiper of some insecure God to prove your worth and receive this overlord's favor? No, niet. You are not separate from God, and your worth has never been in question, and there is no such thing as a judging God. There is only an unconditionally loving source God that loves you no matter what. So, next question. Are you here to earn or learn your way into heaven? No, yet. The idea of a petty, insecure, judgmental God that needs our worship to satisfy his insecurities is a childish, ignorant, uneducated, unenlightened, etc., etc. concept. There is nothing separate from God. So, therefore, nothing and no one needs to prove its worth, goodness, or divinity to anyone. And that means it doesn't have to prove its goodness and its divinity to itself, which is God. It is illogical for God to judge itself. That's just stupid. Everyone is immortal, and no matter how much of a prick anyone acts like here on Earth, no matter how many people they kill or whatever, when they die, every single person goes straight to pure positive energy, aka heaven. Is no such place as hell. That was a human creation thought up by people who felt separate from God and who felt unworthy of God's magnificence, which is basically their own magnificence. Next one. Are you here to save yourself or save others or to become enlightened and evolve and learn? No, not really. No one needs to be saved because no one is lost and no one is faulty or bad or sinful or unworthy, etc. Those are ignorant, uneducated beliefs taught by people who are taught to believe those ignorant beliefs, who are taught by people who are taught to think those ignorant beliefs, etc., etc., ad infinitum through millennia. The fact of the matter is we are all perfect exactly how we are. We are all source in human bodies. We're all gods in human bodies. So we are not here to grow or become enlightened or to transcend the physical, to become non-physical. We are already always non-physical. We are spirits in a human body. So we're not here to transcend the physical as if there is something wrong with physical reality, because there isn't. In fact, it's the leading edge of creation. It is what propels creation. It is what propels evolution to higher levels. So we're not here to get better or improve ourselves as if there is something wrong with us or limited or we are unworthy or we're lesser than anything or anyone else or that we're not good enough somehow or we're sinful, etc. We're not here to become enlightened as if we are unenlightened, because as Source, who we truly are, as Source Self, we are all already fully enlightened. And we are not even really here to grow or become more aware or wiser, etc., because growth and expansion and wisdom and awareness and learning and evolution are just inevitable natural consequences of living and creating and desiring and turning those desires into reality, which is what we do. In other words, to create what you desire, you must become what you desire. And by becoming your desires, you naturally grow and expand, and then those desires naturally manifest into physical reality. And growth and expansion and evolution and enlightenment and awareness, etc., are inevitable consequences of just being here in bodies on this earth amongst the contrast of stuff that we don't like and don't want and desiring improvement, etc., because we are all immortal souls who never, ever stop growing and expanding. Because again, we're immortal. We never stop. We never, we keep creating and we keep going on and on and on and forever. And because we never stop growing and expanding, it is impossible for us to be sinful or to do anything wrong or to be bad or evil, because we never ever stop creating. We never ever stop growing and expanding and learning and evolving. And judgment does not exist. There's no such thing as a judging God. There's only an unconditionally loving source of all that is. Next one. Are we here to please others, to make other people happy, or to help other people expand and grow, or to help other people heal or evolve? No, because you cannot create another person's reality for them. And it is impossible to make anyone else happy. Every person creates their own reality, which means every person creates their own happiness or their own sadness. And it doesn't matter what you do, how wonderful you are, and how good you treat others. It's their choice to accept this goodness you offer or reject it. And no one is a victim. Everyone creates every single aspect of their lives, so it's not your job to rescue the alleged victims, because there aren't any victims. Next one, are you here to decide what is right and what is wrong in your life or on planet Earth or for others? Are you here to be judge, jury, and executioner of what is right, wrong, virtuous, or sinful, or good behavior? Are you supposed to know what's right and wrong, especially so you know how to act and so you know how to think and how to believe and so you can please others and so you can force or convince others how the proper way is to think or act in pleasing ways? Nada. There is no such thing as a judgmental God telling you how you should or should not act. There is no divine rule book of the proper way to believe or think about anything. There are no divine commandments telling you how you should or should not act. There is no puppet master, and you are not a puppet. You are a sovereign, divine, immortal soul with your own mind and your own perception of life. And it is your choice to think and feel and act as you please. And no one, aside from yourself and other humans, ever judges your behavior. Nobody on a higher dimension, as it were, nobody in heaven, if you want to use that sort of old terminology, judges you in any way. The angels don't judge you. God doesn't judge you, etc. Doesn't matter how much of a scumbag you may be, Source God, all that is, does not ever judge you. Source God, all that is, only ever sees your divinity and your priceless worth and your immense creative power and your awesome magnificence. That's why it feels like crap when you are judging yourself and other people, because Source God, all that is not judging you or them along with you. In those instances, you are thinking contrary to Source. You're thinking contrary to the way God does. And it always feels terrible to think contrarily to Source. And that is why, quote, commandments, unquote, are unnecessary, and why Source God would never impose them upon anyone. Commandments are unnecessary because everyone has their own self-guidance system telling them what is right for them or not, based on how they feel. If they feel good, they are thinking and acting in ways that are similar to how Source thinks and acts. And if they feel bad, they're thinking and acting in ways that Source does not. So Source never ever gives any commandments or even any recommendations about how you should think. And I emphasize the word should think or act. There's no need to, because you're always being guided by Source towards what you want. You're always being guided by Source to goodness and to love and joy and fun and everything unlimited and abundant, etc. Which is, you know, everything that you want. Everything that you want is where Source is guiding you. Source does not guide you away from what you don't want. Source only guides you to what you want. If Source was to guide you away from what you don't want, that would be counterproductive. Source does not focus on the old dead shit. Source is only focused upon the new stuff. Source is creation itself, and creation does not focus upon what has already been created. And anything you don't like and don't want is an old creation. It's already been created. It's old and done with. It's old news. The new creation, what you want, is where Source is always 100%, 24/7 focused upon. So the concept of commandments is a ludicrous concept and were not given by God. They were given by a God, because we're all God. But they were not given by Source God, all that is, because that is not something that Source ever does. That would imply that we are helpless, powerless children, and I can assure you that we are not. We are, in fact, completely empowered creators of reality with our own self-guidance system and our own unlimited power and our own inner knowing of what is good and bad for us, that... And we can create whatever we want. We have the power to create whatever we want. And that inner knowing, that inner guidance, is telling us what to do all the time. So external commandments or laws or supposed guidance is completely unnecessary. Next up on the list, are you here to do anything that other people tell you you should do or they want you to do, supposedly for your own benefit or for their benefit, so that you or they can be happy? No. It's not your job to do anything to make anyone else on planet Earth or in any universe happy. And no one knows you better than you, and no one knows what's better for you than you and your own source self. So you don't need anyone else's guidance or recommendations or demands or advice to guide your life. All you need is your own source and your own feelings, and just paying attention to those feelings, which are guiding you to what you want, with good feelings. If you're feeling good, you're headed in the right direction. If you're feeling bad, you're headed in the wrong direction. You're not responsible for anyone else's happiness, and you're not responsible for anything else in regards to anyone else's well-being, including money, prosperity, food, shelter, your love, anything, really. Everyone is responsible for the creation of their own desires. Everyone else is responsible for the creation of whatever they desire in their lives, whether that's love, whether that's money, whether that's shelter, whether whatever. So, we now are very clear why you are not here and why you did not come to this planet Earth. So, why are you here? Why are you in this body on this planet? What is your purpose in life? What is your mission in life? Well, first, let's be clear. Your purpose in life has absolutely nothing to do with anyone else. You're not here to please God or anyone to make them happy. God is not insecure. People are, but still, it's not your job to make them happy. You're not here to help anyone or save anyone because no one needs your help and no one needs saving because everyone is fully empowered to create their own realities and are creating their own realities, whether they're conscious of that fact or not. And there's nothing wrong with anyone. So, your purpose has nothing to do with any other soul in the universe. Your purpose is completely 100% selfish in nature. First of all, you're here for, drum roll please, for the joy and fun of it. Yes, you heard right, folks. Your purpose in life is joy. The purpose of life is joy. You are here on earth in this body for the joy and fun of it. Yes, that's right. You're here to play and have fun and have more fun and more fun and more fun and then play and have more fun. You're here for the adventure of being a completely unlimited, all-powerful, pure, divine soul spirit who happens to live, happens to be embodying a limited human body in a semi-limited contrasting environment. I say semi because there really aren't any limits to what you can create. So I say semi-limited contrasting environment. It's definitely a contrasting environment that is full of infinite choices. That's the beauty of contrast. It gives you infinite choices. If everything was the same and everything was alike, then there would be no such thing as infinite choices. Life would be boring. You wouldn't create anything because you wouldn't have any desires. Evolution would stop. Everything would die and there would be no such thing as creation, life, God, source, etc. Simply, you're here to desire, to have fun desiring, to have fun desiring. You're here to sort through what you don't like and don't want and then choose your preferences of what you do like and do want from the experiences of what you don't like and don't want, which gives you great clarity about what you do like and do want. And then turn those preferences of what you do want into physical reality using your creative source power and the law of attraction to help you create, to be, and do, and have whatever you want. And the entire universe is there to help you do it. You're here for the joy of creating your thoughts and desires into things, to creating things from nothing. I repeat, your thoughts and desires, your thoughts and desires, no one else's. You're not here to create other people's desires. You're here to create your desires into physical reality. You're not here to create what other people think you should create to make them happy or what they think you should create to make yourself happy. They don't have a clue. Only you do. You're here to create what you want that makes you happy. You're here to be a conscious, deliberate creator, not an unconscious, default creator who creates just based on what you see around you and what you're reacting to, based on what you don't like. You're not here to create more of what you already see or to try to fix what you see. You're here to create new stuff, the new stuff, your new stuff. You're also not here to create anything that will fix what is supposedly broken, because nothing and no one is broken and needs fixing. Growth and expansion and evolution are inevitable. So that's why nothing needs fixing. Things are going to grow and expand regardless. So you don't need to worry about that. Source, God, has that under control. You don't need to worry about evolution. You don't need to worry about things getting better. Things will always get better because Source, God, all that is in charge of that. Goodness and prosperity and abundance and health and thriving are the natural order of life and creation in this and all universes, in the natural order of evolution. Because remember, we are immortal beings, and so we never get this done. And we are all naturally, continually desiring improvement all the time, and our desires are always creating that improvement because Source, God, Goddess, all that is, always gives us exactly what we want. The question is, are we allowing that to come to us? Source always gives us whatever we want. Ask and you shall receive. Whatever you ask for, it is given. Question is, are you allowing yourself to receive it? But of course, that is another dissertation. So, because everything's already made, manifested for you, at least vibrationally, there's no need to worry about that. And because we never get this job done, because we're immortal, it is impossible to ever get anything wrong. Because we will always desire and create ever-expanding levels of improvement. Because that's who and what we are. We're creators. You will always desire more, 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 and improvement of what already exists. The mantra of the universe is more, more, more. How do you like it? How do you like it? More, more, more. That's the mantra of the universe. That's why the song was created. All right. Hope you enjoyed this video. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Share it with your friends. Bless some of these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more amazing guidance and teaching for you. Go get yourself a free copy of my Top 10 Secrets of Success in the Law of Attraction. To easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality. Bum, 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 bum. At top10secrets.info. There's going to be a link in this post. Anyway, thanks again. See you on the next video. See you out there in the cosmos. And always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!